You're listening to the 34th Breeders' Cup World Championships on HRRN, presented by VisitBarbados.org.
Giants Causeway and Tisdale battling head-to-head, a heart-pounding, pulsating stretch drive, and Tisdale prevails! Tisdale has won it by a nose over Giants Causeway.
Tucky in their lead, and Tisdale.
Welcome back to Del Mar here in Southern California. Mike Pena, Jude Fell, Dan Mason, and Joe Clancy with you on the Horse Racing Radio Network, taking you through exclusive radio coverage of the Breeders' Cup World Championships, the first time that this prestigious event has been held here at Del Mar in Southern California. Boy, who can forget those performances by Tisnow in 2000 and 2001? He remains the only horse to win the Breeders' Cup Classic twice, and of course he did it in those consecutive years. That is the task ahead of Arrogate, who comes into this race as now the 9-5 favorite with 34 minutes to post. He'll try to pull off back-to-back victories in the Classic for Hall of Famer Bob Baffert. And Jude, when it comes to racing here in Southern California, well, Bob Baffert, he's the man.
There's no question about it. And from growing up in Nogales, watching the Kentucky Derby on TV, to running four horses in tonight's Classic, he's had an interesting life, and it's been a fantastic journey.
Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert has won 14 Breeders' Cup races in his storied career. But as they say, you never forget your first.
That was so exciting. That was one of the most exciting races. When he hit the wire, I was so nervous. And when he hit the wire, I remember it was like the same feeling when I won the Kentucky Derby. It was like I just felt like jumping out of my skin. And I can't remember how I got down there. I was running down there and I was getting caught up. And I had to wait for an elevator, I remember. And I was so afraid I was going to be late. And they would take the picture without me. That's how nervous and green I was, and to think back. But, you know, to me, it was really huge for me and for Mike Pegram. He was there and that, you know, helped me get started. So it was one of the biggest thrills that I've had.
Bob's first Breeders' Cup victory was educational and life-changing.
I can get in the paddock without a credential. That's probably the only difference, but it's still just as difficult. You know, it was a great learning experience with 30 Slews. It was the first thoroughbred I ever purchased. And I remember buying it for $30,000. I didn't have the money for it. And I was shaking. I was trembling. I could barely sign the ticket. And then they called me to the paymaster. And they said, you don't have credit with us. So they had to call my bank. And luckily, I think I had $32,000 in my savings. So that covered it. Otherwise, I couldn't get them off the ground. I mean, I remember that. I get to thinking about it. And that's the only time they've ever called me in there. And after that, I've been good. But it was just, you know, starting out. And, you know, nobody knew who I was. But I think everybody starts out the same way.
Staying at the top of our sport is challenging. But Bob has discovered a path to success.
Just trying to beat myself for the next following year. What can I do to beat last year? That's the goals that I set, you know, and you're hoping that, you know, you can be fortunate. But, you know, I've been really lucky in life. I've been so blessed and lucky that every year, even when I was training quarter horses, you know, I was like, I tell you, I'm lucky. I always get a horse. I find a horse, something happens, and it's always worked for me. But if you just stick with it long enough, you know, good things happen.
Bob has won the Breeders' Cup Classic 3 years in a row and now has a fantastic shot to take his winning streak to 4.
I don't even think about that right now. You know, I've got 4 in there, which are really tough, but there's a good son of a gun in there, that gun runner. And they're going to have to all run really well, you know, to beat him. And, you know, I'm hoping Arrogate shows up. If they all show up, it's going to be a great race. But I really don't think about those things until afterwards. I was fortunate enough to win the first one. Then you get American Pharoah and last year the Arrogate. To me, Arrogate, it was the most exciting. You know, I hadn't been really that excited about winning the Breeders' Cup. His 30 Slews. He was hopelessly, you know, I thought there was no way he could catch, you know, California Chrome, because I knew how great he was. And what a horse race. And to be, you know, I've gotten beat in those big ones, but it was nice to be on the other end of it.
And you don't think about Bob Baffert getting beaten photos very often, but obviously he does. Trainers hate to lose, especially in big races, and you don't get to run in that many big races. Of course, Bob does, but just a really interesting bit of insight there. And imagine them calling you at the sale company and saying, hey, you don't have credit here. That's like your credit card being declined, right?
Yeah,
it's a bad deal.
Everybody has to start somewhere, and Bob Baffert reminding us of that in that piece. And 14 Breeders' Cup winners to his credit. Who would think that we'd be sitting here coming up 30 minutes to the Breeders' Cup Classic and Bob would be blanked here in 2017. He's still 6 wins shy of his good friend and fellow Hall of Famer Dwayne Lucas, so he's going to try and edge one slot closer to Wayne with a win here in the Breeders' Cup Classic. And keep in mind, this is a track that Bob has dominated over the years here at Del Mar. He's the all-time leading trainer at Del Mar with more than 470 wins to his credit. And Judy saddled the winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic each of the last 3 years, so looking for a fourth consecutive win, trying to pull off the superfecta here this afternoon.
Yeah, that would be great for him and great for our sport. You know, but he's right. Gunrunner's a formidable foe, and, you know, just because you're running four doesn't give you an edge. I remember Richard Mandela talking to us and saying he had four horses in a five-horse field, and all he could think about all night long before the race was Dwayne Lucas and how he was going to beat him.
Bob represented by Arrowgate, the defending champion, Collected, Moop Tahij, and his three-year-old West Coast. Well, post time for the Breeders' Cup Classic is now only 29 minutes away. Up next, it's our one-on-one interview with Hall of Famer Steve Asmussen. You're listening to exclusive coverage of the 34th Breeders' Cup World Championships on the Horse Racing Radio Network, presented by VisitBarbados.org.
This is Eddie Delahousie. You're listening to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
You're listening to the 34th Breeders' Cup World Championships on HRRN, presented by VisitBarbados.org.
A three-horse race as they turn for home in the big one. Hard spun, but Curlin is breathing down his neck. Street Sense literally scraping the paint, but Curlin strikes the front, and Curlin is powerhousing home. Hard spun, Street Sense did not go on, and it's all Curlin in the race of the year for Horse of the Year. It's Curlin in an absolutely stylish performance. Curlin and Robbie Alvarado win it easy to Hard Spun. Awesome Jen ran on late for third.
Oh, Curlin so dominant in that 2007 Breeders' Cup Classic at Monmouth Park, trained by Hall of Famer Steve Asmussen, who has saddled 5 Breeders' Cup winners coming into this year's event. Of course, the Classic with Curlin may be one of his most memorable, his most recent coming in the 2014 Distaff with Untappable. And this afternoon, he's hoping that Gunrunner can come west and take down Arrowgate and everybody else. We're 24 minutes away from the Breeders' Cup Classic, and happy to have you back with us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. It is a gorgeous evening as the sun begins to set here in Southern California. A gorgeous, well, I guess late afternoon as the temperatures have dipped into the upper 60s. Plenty of sunshine still in abundance here. A bit of a shadow starting to creep in over parts of the stretch here at Del Mar, where the horses will finish up in just a little while and history will once again be made. Again, this race 1.25 miles on the fast main track this afternoon. Well, Hall of Fame trainer Steve Asmussen has won more races than any trainer in history, with the exception of the late Dale Baird. Those wins include that victory in the 2007 Breeders' Cup Classic with Curlin, and today he turns to the ultra-talented Gunrunner in search of a second Breeders' Cup Classic victory. Earlier, I had the chance to talk with Steve, and I started by asking him if there's a certain X factor that all great horses possess.
I definitely think that there is, and it's their inner fortitude and them knowing who they are at all stages. You know, you find yourself trying to convince some of the others of what they're capable of, and these ones you're always just waiting their turn. They're ready for it. I thought Scott hit on it extremely accurately this week when he was asked about Gunrunner and his work. You know, how fortunate we are with his willingness, you know, with how eager he is to do it. He's got a great amount of patience, but he's always willing and able.
You know, it seems like we've been following Gunrunner around all year with our broadcast, and I've had the privilege of being part of all of those big wins of his and broadcasting them on the radio. Take me through that 2017 campaign. Pretty impressive so far.
Oh, extremely. If we remember, he started off the year with not being allowed to run in the Pegasus over the quarantine in Louisiana. So, you know, there was some pretty anxious times and conversations over what to do. And then went up to the Razorback at Oaklawn, and, you know, what a coming out party for the year it was. It was a tremendous race. He visually looked unbelievable running, and the energy he went to the wire with, we knew that for him to start off this year faster than he finished last year was a wonderful position to be in. He went to Dubai. I remember waking up the morning of the World Cup to watch it rain, thinking you can even make it rain in the desert, you know. It's and that has sort of been his Achilles heel, was the wet racetracks, but he performed admirably. Remember me and Scott watching him cool out just with amazement. You know, they brought him inside in the tunnel because of the fireworks show after the World Cup, and the, you know, the artificial brick, the rubber mat, it can bring out some fatigue in horses, you know, and just so sure-footed and square on himself. And got off the plane and, from Dubai with an energy level we discussed, and, you know, showed the race the respect we felt it deserved, gave him a little bit of a break. But his works leading up to the Foster were breathtaking, and he is... continued on the five-shoed Whitney, you know. I mean, just in the excitement of that day, and then for him to top that off with a visually more impressive race in the Woodward at Saratoga. You know, you just, how many horses actually get better with racing at Saratoga? And I think he might be the only one I've ever had that jumped forward from it. But and then moved him out to California, and on cue he's picked it up with his works and settled in nicely. Huge variable with being the race run here in Del Mar from what he's done all year, and the fact that the composition of the racetrack is so different. Churchill, Oaklawn, as well as Saratoga, very sand-based racetracks, and a lot more loam or clay in the racetrack here, so it's a very different surface. But as always, Gunrunner's willing and able, training beautifully.
You know, one of the things that's allowed you to have so much success in this career and find yourself in the Hall of Fame is the fact that you treat every horse as an individual, and you're always doing what's right by the horse. Curlin came into the Breeders' Cup off of a four-week layoff, having won the Jockey Club Gold Cup. Gunrunner, on the other hand, comes in off of a much longer layoff. Talk about that decision, that planning.
Just who they are physically, you know, different horses. Gunrunner was a very physically imposing horse, carried a lot of weight, you know, big heavy horse. Very sure of himself, just as Gunrunner is, knew who he wanted to be, and we just simply got out of his way.
You know, it's funny, in the world of sports, we'll often hear coaches say that they go back and watch game film after they play a certain opponent. Well, you're squaring off with Arrowgate again, haven't been able to get it past him in two starts. Are there things that you learn from running against him and watching those races again that you might be able to use to turn the tables on him here and tilt things in your direction in the Classic?
Most of our success has been built on, you know, making races from point A to point B. You know, if you get around there as fast as you physically can, it usually takes care of itself. And I think that we tried to... collectively, you know, the whole team, Thront, you know, just quit trying to be so cute and just let Gunrunner be Gunrunner and do what's best for him. And I think that trend started last year in the Clark and has continued through this year.
I would ask you if there's any additional pressure when you come into a race like this with the morning line favorite and the likely favorite in the race, but as a trainer, this is what you live for, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. This is the stage that would allow or possibly could allow to be held in the esteem that carries over time. You know, when we've been fortunate enough to, as you mentioned, to have Curlin and Rachel, and just as well as Gunrunner now, just the admiration that racing fans and true fans of the sport give them, and the respect they give them, that's the best feeling possible. And very appreciative of Judmont and, you know, Bob, of giving us an opportunity to hopefully erase the blemish of being beaten twice by Arrogate.
Well, Steve Asmussen has trained 7,819 winners to date. Again,
second most in the history of the sport for any trainer. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame last year. His entire family is with him here today. His mom, his dad, his brother Cash, who was a former jockey. And he told me after the interview, he said, you know, he said, I really look at the sport of racing as being a family type of affair. And for Steve, it's always been in the family for him. He comes from a racing family. Of those 7,819 wins, I bet you this would be one of the more sweeter ones if he could pull it off here today.
Yeah, I would think so. I remember him winning the Belmont Stakes and afterwards the glow on his face and having his parents in the winner's circle. And it's very important to him. They're a very tight-knit family, and his kids work for him now.
You know, he talked about the campaign for Gunrunner, and he brought you all the way back to the Pegasus World Cup where he couldn't run in it because of the quarantine issues that were taking place at fairgrounds in Louisiana. And you think back to everything that this horse has overcome this year and the schedule that he's been on now, winning the Clark and then going up to Saratoga and dominating the races at Saratoga, including the Woodward last time out. He's in unbelievable form. And, Jude, when we've seen him on the racetrack here in the mornings, he's handled this Del Mar surface quite well, too.
Yeah, I don't think he needs to take his racetrack with him. He's another horse. He's a world-class horse. You can take him anywhere, and he'll perform his best. He's a beautiful animal, and we've got to give Jenny Reese her credit. She found him first.
Yeah, she did. She was on the Gunrunner bandwagon before there was a bandwagon.
That's right.
Gunrunner currently on the board at odds of 5-2. He is second choice behind Arrowgate. That's a switch from what we saw in the morning line odds when Gunrunner was the morning line favorite. But things can change. We still have 16 minutes to post. The contenders for the Breeders' Cup Classic are now in the paddock, which is out back behind the tan stucco grandstand and clubhouse area here at Del Mar, and they have been saddled in just a few minutes. The paddock judge will give the call for riders up. The trainers will give the jocks a leg up aboard the horses. They'll come out on to the track through the tunnel, and we'll be underway here for the Breeders' Cup Classic in 2017. We'll step away for a quick break. When we come back, we'll meet the entire field, and we'll check back in with Joe and with Dan to get you a few more stats on handicapping this year's Breeders' Cup Classic. From Del Mar, this is the 2017 Breeders' Cup on HRRN.
You're listening to the 34th Breeders' Cup World Championships on HRRN, presented by visitbarbados.org.
Oh, man, it would be incredible just to be where I'm at. I mean, you know, to be honest with you, this stage of my career, to have been able to accomplish what I've been blessed to accomplish is pretty cool on its own. But I'd really like to go out this Breeders' Cup big. I've been wanting this Breeders' Cup here at Del Mar for I don't know how long. I'm excited that it's here. It deserves to be here, and hopefully it's going to be here a whole lot more. And being that it's Arrogate's last race, and I know what he's capable of, I just want everyone to see it one more time.
That's Hall of Fame jockey Mike Smith, the all-time wins leader in Breeders' Cup history. He has 26 Breeders' Cup victories to his credit. He'll be aboard Arrowgate in just a few moments. We are 11 minutes to post for the Breeders' Cup Classic, and he just wants to see his champ go out with one more big effort and see what he can do. This is the last start for Arrowgate before he goes to stud, so he'll try to give it his all coming up here in just a few minutes. Welcome back to the Horse Racing Radio Network. Mike Penna, Jude Feld, Dan Mason, and Joe Clancy with you at Del Mar here in Southern California, where the turf meets the surf. We are just a few minutes away from four-time Grammy-nominated singer and songwriter Jewel performing that age-old song. She'll do that in front of a huge crowd in attendance on this Breeders' Cup Saturday. The excitement building as we edge closer to post for the Breeders' Cup Classic. The horses out back in the paddock. Jude, let's meet the entire field now. It is a Grade 1, $6 million purse, mile-and-a-quarter journey in front of these 11 thoroughbreds this afternoon. Number one in the Classic is the defending champion. That's Arrowgate, racing in the green and pink colors of Judmont Farms. Bob Baffert, the Hall of Fame trainer. Mike Smith, the Hall of Fame jockey.
Yeah, this year Arrowgate won the Pegasus World Cup at Gulfstream Park, followed that up with the Dubai World Cup championship, another Grade 1 impressive performance that day. He took a little time off, came to Del Mar, ran in the San Diego Handicap, unplaced, and then finish second in the Pacific Classic.
And we'll Arrowgate 2-1 from the inside post position. He is your favorite with 10 minutes to post. Number two is War Decree, sent to the post by trainer Aiden O'Brien, owned by Andrew Rosen, Mrs. John Magner, Michael Tabor, and Derek Smith. Seamus Heffernan has the assignment this afternoon.
He comes off a victory in the Coffee Diamond Stakes. That's a grade three at Dundalk on the all-weather. Maybe he'll like the dirt.
Yeah, one of two for Aiden in this year's Classic. 40-1 on War Decree. Number three, that's Win the Space, owned by Kretz Racing, trained by George Papapodromou, Joe Talamo in the irons today.
He's never won a stakes race, so he's totally outclassed in a grade one.
Big price, 270-1. Number four, that's War Story. Luch Racing Stables, Glenn Ellis, and Imaginary Stables are the owners of War Story. Jorge Navarro, the trainer, Jose Ortiz, the jockey.
He took the grade two Brooklyn handicap on June 2nd at Belmont Park. Finished fourth, beating 13 lengths in both of his last two. He's going to have to step it up.
Huge long shot is War Story. He's 50-1. Number five, that is Gunrunner, the Easterner, owned by Winchell Thoroughbreds and Three Chimneys Farm. Hall of Fame trainer Steve Asmussen will give a leg up to Gunrunner's usual partner. That's jockey Florent Giroux.
In his last three starts, he's won three grade ones, the Stephen Foster, the Whitney, and the Woodward. He is at the top of his game.
Gunrunner on the board at 5-2, second choice here in the Classic. Number six, that's Mubtahij, the Irish bred, who is owned by Sheikh Mohammed bin Khalifa Al Maktoum. Bob Baffert, your Hall of Fame trainer. Drayden Van Dyke is in the saddle.
After being winless for 2 years, he won the Awesome again, a grade one at Santa Anita, in his first start for trainer Bob Baffert.
Mubtahij on the board at 19-1. Number seven, Irish bred Churchill. Aiden O'Brien trains for Michael Tabor, Derek Smith, and Mrs. John Magner, those familiar royal blue and orange colors of the Coolmore team. Ryan Moore is in the irons aboard Churchill.
May 17th at the Curra, he won the Tattersall's Irish 2000 Guineas grade one. In his last start, the Quipco Queen Elizabeth grade one, he finished third, beating a length and a half.
Churchill is 17-1. Number eight, that is three-year-old West Coast, another of the Bob Baffert quartet in this year's Classic. Gary and Mary West are the owners. Javier Castellano is the Hall of Fame rider.
Two grade one wins in his last two starts, the Travers and the Pennsylvania Derby. He's coming up to another big race.
Yeah, getting some respect, too. He's on the board at 4-1 as West Coast. Number nine, Gunavera, coming all the way from Florida to compete here at Del Mar. Antonio Sano trains for owners Margoth. Edgar Zayas is the man aboard.
He won the grade two Fountain of Youth, was on the Derby Trail, unplaced in the Derby, won the Tangelo Stakes at Gulfstream, and followed that up with a big second in the Travers.
Gunavera, 14-1. Number 10, that's Pavel, racing in the white and purple colors of J. Paul Redham's Redham Racing. Doug O'Neill trains, and he gives a leg up to his main man. That's Mario Gutierrez.
Only four starts, but two wins, including the grade three Smarty Jones. Last time tried older in the Jockey Club Gold Cup and finished a good third.
25-1 on Pavel. And the outside horse in the Classic is number 11, Collected. Another one trained by Bob Baffert. Speedway Stables are the owners of Collected. Martin Garcia, the jockey.
Four straight wins in his last four starts, all leading up to the Pacific Classic here on August 19th, where he beat Arrogate.
Collected on the board at 6-1. That's the field for this year's Breeders' Cup Classic. Now just 6 minutes to post. Might go a few minutes after that, but we are edging closer, and our Joe Clancy was in the paddock to get an up-close look at all the contenders. Joe, what can you tell us?
Well, it's getting more. It is more crowded, like we said. The longer the day went, the more people that were in there, that's for sure. Some of the cool things, Jimmy Barnes, who's on crutches, Bob Baffert's assistant, broke his pelvis in an accident falling off the lead when the lead pony fell. Came in the paddock on his crutches before all the horses. It was kind of cool to see. I know he's been in the barn. It's nice. You know, you had to come over here to see Arrogate run. And Bob took all of his four down one at one far end of the paddock. They all seemed fine. Arrogate stood there like, you know, would have stood there all. And West Coast looked great. Nobody was looking around and behaving themselves, and which is a good sign. It's what you want these horses to do, despite the pressure back there. And Gunrunner, he was in the middle, and he stayed in his stall in the five, and he looked as good as ever, too. I mean, sort of turned around. He was saddled and just standing there while other horses were sort of standing in the back of his stall and looked ready to go and waiting for his assignment, basically.
All right, Joe Clancy, he is at the winner's circle now, so we'll go ahead and get a look at some of the contenders as they make their way onto the track for the post parade. We'll check back in with Joe for just a few moments, but Jude, they are starting to make their way out from the paddock area, and again, the paddock area out behind the grandstand and clubhouse, so they come through a tunnel, they come out onto the main track, which is where they will go to the post parade, and then we'll be underway for this year's Breeders' Cup Classic.
Yeah, it's a very nice field, talented. The horses look great in the paddock. They're just walking around super, and they're starting to come, heading right to the tunnel. There's Arrogate. Going to walk through the tunnel and onto the racetrack.
He'll be the first one to lead this classic field out, as he is number one, and he is in those pink and green colors of Judmont Farms. Again, this is the final start of this brilliant career for Arrogate. He comes in off of two consecutive losses, and Jude, it seemed inconceivable that we'd be talking about any horse other than Arrogate potentially being the favorite in this race a few months ago, but because of those two losses, people thinking, okay, maybe he's a bit vulnerable here today, and because of the way the Gunrunner has performed, I think that's why the wagering is so close between the two right now.
Yeah, it is a little surprising because everybody's been talking about Gunrunner being the favorite, but they've switched. Arrogate still has his fans.
Mike Smith aboard Arrogate. He comes out, and he has that look of confidence as a 25-time Breeders' Cup winner. You heard him say in the soundbite coming out of the commercial break that he wants this very, very much for Arrogate. He wants to send his champ out on top. And let's face it, Mike Smith has been aboard some unbelievable horses here in the Breeders' Cup. You think back to his first classic win with Skip Away. You think back to names like Zenyatta, who he won the classic with. Drosselmeyer is another one that Mike Smith piloted to victory in this very same race. This is a moment that he wants very much for Arrogate. He wants to send the champ out with a victory.
Yeah, that would be great.
All right, well, Jewel is set. She's going to perform Where the Turf Meets the Surf.
Down in old Del Mar. Take a train, take a plane, take a car. There's a smile on every face, and the winner in each race. Where the turf meets the surf in Del Mar.
Well, the old Bing Crosby favorite right there, Where the Turf Meets the Surf in Old Del Mar. We are just a stone's throw away from the Pacific Ocean. If you sit in the grandstand, you look to your left, you glance right out at the Pacific Ocean. It's a great place to take in some sunsets, view a few rare Torrey pines here in the Del Mar area, and enjoy some pristine beaches. And right now we get to enjoy some of the best horses in the world of thoroughbred racing. Dan Mason, what does the big data machine have to say about the Breeders' Cup Classic?
Really, really interesting this time, Mike. Defending champions record is, after 12 defending champions, that record is one win, one place, and three shows. And you pointed out earlier that Tisnow was the winner in 2000 and 2001. Now, the last five winners are within two lengths of the lead at the half. So, in other words, nothing's coming out of left field today, most likely. Now, this is interesting, too. No winner over 15-1 since 2002, and it was El Pani. So, what this becomes a five-horse race, guys, looking at the tote board right now, with Arrogate, Gunrunner, West Coast, Collected, and Cunavera. So, you know, we're down to five, if you believe that stat. Favorites win 27% of the time. They're 61 times in the money. Now, Bob Baffert, like we've talked about, has won the last three of these races. He's looking for number four, but he won all three of those races with a three-year-old. Today, he has West Coast here. And on the jockey side, Mike Smith has four wins. He would like, if he gets a fifth, he joins Chris McCarron and Jerry Bailey, two Hall of Fame jockeys. So, got our work cut out for us. The horses have more work cut out for us than we do, but it's going to be interesting.
And Mike telling us that he grew up idolizing Chris McCarron and Jerry Bailey. So what would it mean for Mike Smith not only to win a fifth classic, but to join his two idols here today? It would be very special. And for Bob Baffert, no doubt he would love to add a fourth consecutive classic to his Hall of Fame resume here this afternoon. The race for Horse of the Year is now just 6 or 7 minutes away. We'll get to a break. We'll come back and take you right up to post time. You're listening to exclusive coverage of the 34th Breeders' Cup World Championships on the Horse Racing Radio Network, presented by VisitBarbados.org.
This is Steve Asmussen. You're listening to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
No trainer has experienced more classic success than Hall of Famer Bob Baffert.
Bayern, toast of New York, California Chrome. Bayern, toast of New York. Bayern has won it.
He's an everlasting credit to the sport. American Pharoah has belted a grand slam in the Breeders' Cup Classic.
Arrogate still coming. California Chrome. Arrogate steals the show in the Breeders' Cup Classic.
today, his hopes of completing the classic superfecta lie with a talented quartet poised to add another chapter to an already lofty legacy.
You know, I don't even think about that. Right now, you know, I've got four in there, which are really tough. I'm hoping Narragain shows up. If they all show up, it's going to be a great race. But I really don't think about those things until afterwards. I was fortunate enough to win the first one. Then you get American Pharoah, and last year, the Arrogate. To me, Arrogate, it was the most exciting. You know, I hadn't been really that excited about winning the Breeders' Cup since 30 Sluice.
But victory won't come easy. As fellow Hall of Famer Steve Asmussen rolls into the Classic with guns blazing.
Gun Runner's got a six-length lead in mid-stretch. Neolithic is next, then Rally Cry, Discreet Lover, and War Story. But they're way behind Gun Runner. Gun Runner, very impressive in the Woodward.
We've been fortunate to have success in the Classic once before with Curlin in 07. And, you know, what a stage, what a field that they have assembled. And just feel very honored to have this opportunity with a horse of the qualities that Gun Runner has. Very appreciative of Jedmont and Bob of giving us an opportunity to hopefully erase the blemish of being beaten twice by Arrogate.
While Ireland's top trainer, Aidan O'Brien, hopes to finally add an elusive Classic victory to his stellar Breeders' Cup resume. Will it be a coronation or chaos at Old Del Mar? The Breeders' Cup Classic is next.
The Breeders' Cup Classic now just moments away. The 13th and final race of the Breeders' Cup Series for this particular year, 2017. It happens for the first time in the history of the sport at Del Mar here in Southern California. Happy to have you back with us as we edge closer to post. The horses making the final preparations. Mike Penna, Jude Feld, Dan Mason, and Joe Clancy with you on a absolutely picture-perfect afternoon for the sport of Kings here in Del Mar. Joe, you're trackside. What can you tell us, my friend?
Standing up about four or five rows deep into the grandstand with Garrett O'Rourke, who's about to watch Arrogate make his last start, which is probably a little bittersweet, right?
Yeah, very much so. But, you know, it's a crescendo that's built up to what is supposed to be the greatest race in the U.S. For the year. And, you know, it's got us on the edge of our seat. It would be a lovely way to go out.
Yeah, that's for sure. A horse like that sets the bar so high. And you said a few minutes ago that the last 2 months have gone according to plan, and you've got him here, which, again, owning racehorses, that's half the battle to get them to a race like this.
Special horses are usually sounder horses, and they usually get to the big races a little bit easier, but, you know, obviously you can't have a single hiccup because the opposition are equally talented, and we said we wouldn't come here unless everything was 100%, and everything has been absolutely 100%. I'm still touching wood even a few seconds before the race, but everything has gone smoothly so far.
No, you're allowed to touch wood, don't worry. There's a lot here.
Yeah, there's a lot in my head too.
Oh, and it's almost a horse like that does what he does, and it sets the bar. You're like, you just expect him to deliver again, which is obviously not easy to do. He's shown that the last two, but again, he looks great here. You got to be happy with the way he looked in the paddock and coming up as they're walking out on the track.
Yeah, it's, you know, when you're as good as Arrogate, you are expected to be not just good but exceptional, and you know, we really are hoping for another exceptional performance. I think the track is something that worries us a little bit, that it might not be a deal for him, but really great horses overcome, and fingers crossed that he will.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Thanks. Best of luck. There you go, guys, from Garrett O'Rourke on Arrogate. And like the rest of us, he's on the seat of his pants, on the edge of his seat for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Some anxious moments here. Jedmont Forest manager Garrett O'Rourke, and they are, of course, the owners of champion Arrogate, who is looking to defend his title and join Tiz now as a two-time winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic. They would be the only two to pull off that feat. Arrogate coming past us now, Jude. We have a great vantage point. We are positioned at the top of the stretch. Now, the starting gate is going to be still to our far left at the way top of the stretch. They're going to break out of that gate. Everybody in the grandstand will be looking toward the left in the Pacific Ocean. They'll run away from the Pacific Ocean toward the finish line, make their way into that clubhouse turn, up the back stretch, and then turn into the stretch one more time in that run for glory. So, Jude, they're all warming up in front of us, and as they start to move toward the starting gate, here comes Arrowgate. He is literally 25 yards in front of us now. Mike Smith adjusting his goggles. He has on the pink Judmont cap, the green silks with the pink sash. How about Arrowgate?
Yeah, he looks great. About 5 minutes ago, Mike Smith looked towards the sky, said a little prayer, and headed off to do some more jogging. But I think Mike's keyed up for this race. He really wants the horse to run well.
Gunrunner number 5 is actually a little further back here as they move toward it. He's actually behind number 9, Gunavera, in this spot. Gunrunner coming past us now. He has on the colors of the Winchell Thoroughbreds, which are the maroon with the white. He has the white cap on. That's Florent Giroux in the irons, and Florent has yet to pull his goggles down, but he is looking extremely focused here aboard Gunrunner.
Yeah, he is. He's very relaxed, and Gunrunner's being perfect in the post parade.
Yeah, Gunrunner, a pretty chestnut in here. Getting a look at Pavel Longshot in here for Doug O'Neill. He'll make his way toward the starting gate.
Yeah, I think Pavel might be a likely upsetter if he were looking to bet against the favorites. He's on the improve. He's a 3-year-old, but he keeps getting better all the time.
I'll tell you who's on his toes is West Coast. Look at him bouncing along as he moves toward the starting gate. He is really ready to go. He's a 3-year-old, one of 4 horses in here for trainer Bob Baffert. Javier Castellano aboard. He's the Hall of Fame jockey, and he's in the fluorescent pink colors with the black cap of Gary and Mary West.
Yeah, he's another talented horse, another one of the Baffert parade and you know, he wouldn't shock me either.
What do you make of Collected, another Baffert entrance, who is kind of the outside horse in here? He's number 11, so he's making his way there last. He'll be the last one to arrive at the starting gate. What do you make of him? He defeated Arrowgate last time out right here on this track in the Pacific Classic.
That's quite an accomplishment to beat Arrowgate. And, you know, he was kind of the forgotten horse even the day he won. Everybody was talking about Arrowgate, and nobody was talking about Collected. But Collected's a fine horse, and he's never lost on a fast dirt, and we got fast dirt here today.
Yeah, we certainly do. All right, let's whip around. Who's going to win the Classic, Joe?
I picked Gunrunner, but now if I've seen him all in the paddock, I think West Coast is the best-looking horse. If you didn't know anything about horses, the best horse in the paddock today is West Coast. So
Bob Baffert trying to win there. It 4 years in a row. Could be all 4 with 3-year-olds. Dan?
I'm going with Gunrunner, guys.
Jude?
Oh, I'm an Arrowgate man.
All right, I guess I'm going to go with Gunrunner, too. I was thinking about Collected, but I think I'm going to go with Gunrunner in here and see if we can't pull off a victory.
And we got to bring the number 5 home, too. Round out this.
Yes,
round
we
out
do.
Our fun.
2-1, that is Gunrunner, number 5. Just a couple more behind the starting gate. We'll be underway with the $5 million, $6 million Breeders' Cup Classic. And, guys, this is a race that will likely determine Horse of the Year in the sport of thoroughbred racing. Gunrunner steps in. He does have a little bit of sweat on him here, Jude, but he seemed very calm. Here comes number 11, Collected. He's locked in. Trevor Denman with the call on HRN.
Breeders' Cup Classic. There's the roar from the Del Mar crowd as the Classic feels sent on their way. Arrowgate broke inwards and is going to have to tuck in behind the leader. Gunrunner came away beautifully in the white cap and gets the lead. Collected joins him on the outside. They set a solid early pace. Racing behind that, Mukhtar Hees, Churchill races between horses. West Coast in the pink on the outside, 5 of them tightly grouped. 3 back to Pavel in the 6th possession, and then comes War Story. Now, here's Arrowgate, 4th last. Arrogate's giving them a good 8-length start into the turn. Genevera's in behind that, and War Decree races back 2nd last. Win the Space brings up the rear, 15 off the leaders. They head on to the backstretch in the Breeders' Cup Classic, and Gunrunner got a fairly easy lead out here, collected up alongside. They're not flying, though, just taking them along a good pace. It's 2 lengths back to Churchill in 3rd, and West Coast on the far side is racing in 4th. Right in behind that comes Mukhtar Hees. War Story in the green colors. Then comes Pavel Junavera. In behind Junavera comes War Degree. Arrowgate. Ooh, Mike Smith starting to ask him a little. Arrowgate is last of the leading group. Arrowgate's got about 9 lengths to make up at this stage. Fall back to win the space. They run into the far turn, and Gunrunner goes on and Collected on the far side. These two dominate. Gunrunner, Collected. It's 4 back to West Coast, who's been chased after them. In behind that comes War Story. Arrogate is a long, long way back and not doing anything. Top of the lane now. Gunrunner along the inside. Collected right up alongside. It looks like we're in for a classic in the Classic. An 1/8 of a mile to go. Gunrunner digs deep. He finds War Collected. West Coast running on 3rd, but Gunrunner the advantage. And Gunrunner is starting to draw keel the final 16. and Gunrunner, a superb performance in the Classic. Gunrunner won it by about 2.5 in the end, collected a very game second. West Coast was third. Then came War Story, Arrogate never involved, Gunavera, a long way back to Churchill. Behind Churchill was Mukhtar Hij, and then came War Decree, Pavel, and Win the Space.
Gunrunner has done it. What a renewal of the Breeders' Cup Classic here at Del Mar this afternoon. It was Gunrunner and Collected from the start. They turned into the stretch together. Gunrunner was going a bit better than Collected. He was able to pull away at the end. Collected's going to have to settle for second here this afternoon. Jude, what a performance by Gunrunner. This was a tour de force performance this afternoon.
Yeah, no question about it. That was just outstanding. What a great training job by Steve Asmussen. He's had this horse at a fever pitch all summer long, and he comes in here and just annihilates the field.
West Coast, the three-year-old, is going to finish third. Number four, War Story, the long shot, ran well to be fourth, but he was way back of Gunrunner in this spot this afternoon. And Jude, Gunrunner looked sharp. He broke out of the gate very quickly. They set fast fractions. Collective was on the outside of Gunrunner throughout this journey, and they set pretty quick fractions. They went 22.50 for the quarter mile. They went 46.31 for the half. That's motoring.
Yeah, they were going fast. I don't know what race Trevor was watching, but
they were flying along. 110.50 for the three quarters. They finished up in 201.29, so a solid final running time, too.
Yeah. I mean, over this track, I think 201 is very respectable. He's going to get a huge number. This was a big performance.
Yeah, just a massive performance. And as they crossed the finish line, Florent Giroux went ahead and raised the whip in victory in his right hand, and he's coming back now. And as he comes back, all of the other competitors, all of his fellow jockeys who were just defeated by Florent, are coming by, and they're giving him well wishes and congratulations. And, you know, that's one of the cool things about this sport. Yeah, you're in it to win it. I mean, you're competitors, but you know what? They can respect a good effort and a good horse, and this may be a great horse here in Gunrunner. Let's head trackside to Joe.
All right, with all us fans, we're going crazy. Scott Blasi, the assistant trainer for Steve Asmussen, must have been going nuts. Some effort by your horse.
Feels really good here for weeks, and the horse has just made my job really easy. He's done everything right, and he's horse of the year.
Yeah, fantastic. I'm sure there were some anxious moments because they were breathing down his neck, but what was it like to watch?
Fast fractions, Frenchie's got so much confidence in him, gave him a little bit of a breather around the turn, but, this horse accelerates in his left lead, and, when he turned for home, switch leads, he was gone.
You told me at Saratoga you set your watch by him, right? That mental attitude he's got has got to pay off in his races.
Just how he acted in the paddock today, just everything about him. He's going to be a great sire. He's a superstar.
Congratulations. Well done, man. And again, the training job they do with that horse, and to watch him in the mornings, and just the happiness of that horse training in the morning at Saratoga all summer. I did not see him out here at all, but as happy and calm and cool as he was in the paddock, he was standing there. There's your number five winning again. He was standing in his stall. It's the one spot in the paddock where a little bit of light was coming in, and it was right on his face, and he's just standing there like, okay, it's going to be time to run soon, and then he puts in an effort like that. Fantastic.
And coming back to the winner's circle now, and he's being interviewed on NBC by Donna Brothers, and he is just as calm as he could possibly be, and now Florent Giroux going to lean over and give Donna a big kiss, and I don't blame him. Hey, why not? He's going to be getting a lot of kisses here tonight as Florent.
Yeah, he's a Frenchman. He knows how to handle it.
Yeah, you heard Scott Blasi, the assistant trainer to Steve Asmussen, in the interview there, refer to him as Frenchie. That's his nickname. Everybody
right.
calls him Frenchie. Florent Giroux from France is going to pick up his fourth victory in a Breeders' Cup race, his first Breeders' Cup Classic, and he's all smiles coming back. He just stood up in the stirrups, and yeah, he salutes the crowd with his left hand, and he's, look at this, he's getting the crowd going now. He wants some noise. It's like an athlete where the defense tries to get the crowd into it, and they're raising their hands. That's what Florent is doing now with that left arm and trying to get a little noise here for his horse, Gunrunner. And giving all the credit to the horse, and boy, you can't blame Florent for being this excited. This is a cool moment for him.
No, not at all. Usually he's pretty cool, and he doesn't get too shook up, but he is really excited, and rightly so. I mean, this is a huge victory for him.
All right, we'll get to one final break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the Breeders' Cup Classic and get some final thoughts from our team from Del Mar. This is the 2017 Breeders' Cup on HRRN.
You're listening to the 34th Breeders' Cup World Championships on HRRN, presented by visitbarbados.org.
Top of the lane now, Gunrunner along the inside, Collected right up alongside. It looks like we're in for a classic in the classic, an eighth of a mile. 16, and Gunrunner, a superb performance in the Classic. Gunrunner won it by about 2.5 in the end, collected a very game second. West Coast was third. Then came War Story, Arrogate never involved, Gunavera, a long way back to Churchill. Behind Churchill was Mukhtar Hij, and then came War Decree, Pavel, and Winless Face.
Welcome back to Del Mar as the crowd begins to file out of this historic racetrack where Gunrunner has just defeated Collected in a classic battle here in the Breeders' Cup Classic. Number 8, West Coast, was third, and number 4, War Story, was fourth. Jude, you do have all the prices.
Yeah, number 5, Gunrunner, paid $680, $440, and $320. Number 11, Collected, $560, and $4. Number 8, West Coast, $360 to show. Number 4, War Story, was fourth. And if you need any exotic payoffs, go to your ADW and check it out.
Gunrunner, a 4-year-old son of Candy Ride, out of the Giants Causeway mare Quiet Giant. Bred in Kentucky by Besselou Stables, Winchell Thoroughbreds, and Three Chimneys Farm, the owners. Steve Asmussen, the Hall of Fame trainer. It's classic win number 2 for him. And Florent Giroux aboard for the winning ride. He earns his first victory in the Breeders' Cup Classic aboard Gunrunner this afternoon. Let's get some final thoughts on this year's Breeders' Cup from our entire team. Joe, we'll start with you. What do you think, my friend?
Breeders' Cup delivered parity in the end. That's in shocking races and everything else, and then Gunrunner comes through and just seizes control at the end. It's great as always. You got everything, a little bit of everything. European winners, long shots, favorite, and the horse comes and seizes the horse of the year and deserving horse to do it. He looked great leaving the winner's circle here. There was one final bear hug between Steve Asmussen and Scott Blasi, which was great.
Dan?
Well, we started the afternoon here talking about winning post positions. We talked about the 4 at 36 times, 2 at 31 times, and the number 5 at 31 times. Bet $2 on each of those. If you would have bet that with us today, you would have made, on a $46 investment, you would have made $237. I rest my case, guys.
How about that? Well done, Dan Mason. JT, what do you think?
Oh, it was awesome. Two great days. I love the Breeders' Cup.
Yeah, pretty special. Great to have it here at Del Mar as well. We hope to be back here in the future as well. We'd like to thank our crew for today's race, producers Lee Delapina, Sean C., and production assistants, all provided by Justin Taylor, Keith O'Brien, Ryan Feld, and Michelle Penna. Special thanks to Pete Rotundo and Dora Delgado with Breeders' Cup and Dwight Crum here at Del Mar. Now for Jude Feld, Dan Mason, Joe Clancy, I'm Mike Penna. Thanks for joining us. You've been listening to the 2017 Breeders' Cup on HRRN, your home for racing's biggest events. So long from Del Mar.